It's jam-packed with loud music, cheers and pomp here at the YMCA grounds in the capital Kampala during the annual dance competition between Uganda, Kenya and Rwanda. 20 dancers are warming up to battle it out on the dance floor in the Breakfast Jam Finals 2017. Next on stage is Big Girl Key, one of the few girls in the competition. She tells me she's good to go.
For you to qualify to go to the next level, you need to execute a few moves or transitions that lead you to the next level, which is you have to add in footwork, top rock, transitions that get you from the top to going down. Those are like roles judges look at when they're judging your performance or your battle or your solo when you're dancing, because you're battling an opponent, so they have to get a winner out of that. So when you're on the floor battling your opponent, they're looking at how you're going to execute. They're looking at so many things, musicality, they're looking at execution, they're looking at flow, they're looking at sustainability when you're dancing. Are your moves you on point? Are you clean in your flow? And so those are things that run through your mind when you're dancing. You might do the same things, but you want to be slightly different from your opponent. So you always have to pay an extra attention to your surrounding. That is what is running through my mind. I want to execute all that and put up a good show.
The applause and excitement from the mammoth crowds in attendance is for 11-year-old Sharon Kakuba, aka Big Girl, an inspiration. She's the youngest and center of attraction. Her small size makes her swift and exquisite. I asked her to define her moves.
I have just danced b-boy. All you can call it b-boy, but I'm a big girl. It's a type of dance grouped in top rocks, Indian steps, drops, the footwork, the top rocks, just all. All the claps and noise you heard from my people, they are happy because of my dance and what I did. Like, I did funny things, which I thought they will be happy. And then I said, let me add in.
The heat is on as the crowd cheers for every dancer that steps on the floor. Standing in the queue is 22-year-old B-Boyzy from Kenya. I ask him what could be on his mind.
There is a lot of anxiety and tension going on in B-Boy's mind. My heart is beating like crazy. My heart is beating like never before. At the same time, there is this kind of excitement I can't really explain. The feeling, it's kind of like mixed feeling. To get on a big stage and battle it out, the audience don't know what to expect, but I can assure them I have got a lot of footwork and flow, and at the same time, I have power and fusion. But above all, it's fun time because I dance for me before I dance for anyone else.
Mark Kawes is seated close to the panel of judges, keenly observing every move of the dancers as he nods his head to the beats. He is the chairman of this breakfast jam. He tells me their goal is to empower the hip-hop community through rap and dance.
For the young people that are interested in dancing and competing, one thing that I'm saying is that keep doing your thing, keep representing, keep coming out, and use the advantage of being here. Connect with people from these different countries. That's the reason as to why we organize this event. It's not about just coming only to see amazing people dancing, that's cool, but also when you see someone from another country, you like their style, you like how you like how they danced, reach out, you know, learn their language, learn their culture, connect. Maybe that's going to be the person to invite you to their country. That's why we do it. I mean, we can, as the breakfast jam, we can create these opportunities and we can show you doors, but we cannot kick you or we cannot push you to go through those doors. It's your responsibility. So take advantage of it.
Robert Musitwa, the public relations officer for the Uganda National Cultural Center, was also in attendance. He says the youth today have popularized the performing arts and transformed it into a lucrative industry.
As a country, Uganda, I'd want to recommend to look at performing art as something which is really important in terms of job creation. Art is no longer something that we used to look at as something for the failures, not anymore. So when we see youths getting involved in these performing artists, they are able to think out of the box. And I want to encourage many youths that if you have a talent, please come out with that talent. It's no longer formal education that can help. Even performing arts is very, very key.
For DW, this is Frank Yiga from Uganda.
Perfected but not invented. Rhymes from the ego driven, self-centered. Entered the fast lane and never got dented. Life in a flash, pipes, buds, and hash. Three of my favorites, four of us make this.